This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is a returning guest. I'm glad to have him back on the show. His name is George Graham. Well, he is the CEO of ATI Air Test Technologies. Well, they trade on the TSX Venture Exchange under the ticker symbol AAT. Now, what Air Test Technologies, what they do, they're a rapidly growing green tech company specializing in sensors and the significant improved commercial building operations to make it more effectively. George, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Give my listeners a little bit of more of a background of your company and yourself, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Okay, well, we've been around for quite some time, but in our earlier years, we were more involved in the industrial gas sensing world, but we eventually moved into pretty well strictly working with improving energy in efficiency in commercial buildings. And so for the last many years, we've been doing a lot of work with demand control ventilation, which is a very strong application, one of the best energy saving techniques that there is available, really, and for buildings. And Mike Schell, who's our vice president of business development and marketing, he was really one of the original people to start the demand control ventilation and get it passed by ASHRAE as a standard for buildings. In fact, it's grown to the point now where in California you can't open a retail store without putting in demand control ventilation, and so it's become quite a big factor, and it's growing very rapidly. And so we've really specialized in that area. We also do the same type of thing in parking garages, where we control the ventilation in parking garages to save energy, and it's usually a pretty high percentage of the energy saved when you go from running the fans to using sensors to control fan activity. And so both areas, the demand control ventilation, and we've added to that recently some rooftop air handler monitoring and chiller monitoring, which are two fairly new developments. And all those, the chiller monitoring, the rooftop air handler monitoring, and the DCV, demand control ventilation monitoring using CO2 sensors in the building itself, in the occupied areas, all those are, we now have wireless product capability. And as far as I know, we're the only ones in the world that can offer all those capabilities to people like supermarkets or big box stores or anything like that, where they have variable occupancy. Our target markets are like schools, universities, retail stores, supermarkets, shopping malls, civic buildings, and major office buildings, and even places like recreational facilities and public assembly buildings. But anywhere there's variable occupancy, we can save them a fair bit of money on their power costs by controlling it by the number of people at any given time in the space, as opposed to just running at what the architect set it at as full HVAC.
So let me ask you this, George. How do commercial buildings find out about your products? They go through a distributor, and you sell your OEM to a distributor, and they distribute the product. Give us a little bit of a streamline of how that operations work.
Well, one of the things, the market is, first of all, it's a relatively untapped market. And for instance, we put demand control ventilation sensors in with using hardwired sensors, because we only have had the wireless in the last year and a half or so that we've been getting it rolling. But before that, people like, some of the ones that people would know about are people like Lowe's stores have done 600 stores, and Walmart have done most of their stores in the U.S. Target, Ross Dresses, there's certain ones that have become, that have picked up on it and see this savings are there and they've done it. But there's tons of, like we did one small pharmacy, not a, a fairly good sized pharmacy in Canada, Shoppers Drug Mart. We did 700 of their stores. But if you took Rite Aid, Walgreens, and CVS, you know, they have 20,000 stores between them, and none of them use demand control ventilation so far. But it's the problem is feet on the street and just being able to get to. You ask who we, how we do it. A lot of it we do through controls contractors, HVAC contractors, and then we work also with facility managers, energy managers, and engineering consultants in some cases, and even electrical or mechanical contractors sometimes will be, you know, working with somebody who inquires about it, and we can give them the information they need in order to put a program in place. But there is so much to be done out there, and we're in the process now, having just realizing a pretty good financing to help us market a little more aggressively. And so we'll be adding certainly several people inside and some outside, because the markets are very, very interested in this. And the rebate programs are such that places like Florida, California, even in Arizona, you know, there's rebates available for saving energy in buildings. And
absolutely.
And Ontario and Canada is very big that way too. We've actually put a guy based in Toronto, because they're moving so quickly with their power costs have gone way up, and they're like California, they suffer blackouts sometimes because they need to cut back on power consumption, and so they're willing to spend quite a lot of money. We've done some jobs where the whole job was paid for by the rebate, and the customer then enjoyed the savings from the energy for no cost, you know. So
yeah, win-win situation.
That's the thing that's out there. It's huge, the opportunity. But you got to have people on the spot, and are certainly a strong ongoing network of contacting the key people for these various. We have a big list of in fact, we've got pretty well every supermarket, every all the different types of retail chains in our market. Information with the name of the key people, the email address and phone number, but it takes a lot of work, and we've been a fairly small company, so we've only been able to go kind of a little bit at a time. But even then, some things are developing right now that are going to give us some pretty good growth in our sales.
My guest today is George Graham. He is the CEO at ATI Air Test Technologies. They trade on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol AAT. You know, Air Test has recently introduced some several new wireless sensor products. I want to talk about those today. What kind of application do you need to be utilized to replace hardwire sensors?
Well, it pretty well. The wireless sensor, like, the CO2 sensors that we've put in the past that were all wired, and some of the other people that have CO2 sensors have used them in the same way. But actually, with our new Wi-Fi CO2 sensors, the overall cost of putting in an installation is less than half what it was previously. And so now, I mean, and people were doing it to save energy costs, and they felt it was very justified to go ahead with the programs, and they liked the savings they were getting, and they usually always got a payback in under 2 years. Now we get a lot of them that we've been doing, you know, the ones we've been analyzing more recently, we're getting down in the 6 month range or less. And so once you get under 1 year with a wireless program like that, they can do it as part of their operating budget rather than having to get approval for a capital budget. And that makes quite a difference with a lot of the different organizations that are out there.
Absolutely. You know, I want to talk about your balance sheet a little bit. Your market cap is around 800,000. Your stock's trading at around 2 cents, and your revenues, and correct me if I'm wrong, will probably be around $3 million in 2016. Are those numbers?
That's correct. And we've had four consecutive months of over 300,000 sales per month. So we're starting to run a little higher than that, and that's only going to grow now that we have a little better, cash flow capability.
Because your company is projecting some strong sales growth over the next 3 years, starting in 2017. And where will a major part of that growth come from? Internationally, nationally, from the CO2? How about this ocean group you guys might be doing something with? Can you give my listeners a little bit of update on that?
Well, it's primarily all in North America. We do have, there is some pretty good opportunity in Asia and Europe as well, and the Middle East for that matter. But yeah, we've got so much on our plate. I identified a market for, if we just go through the supermarkets, all those places that I indicated that were our target markets, just those alone doing the programs that we do with CO2. And we also have a wireless or Wi-Fi dew point and temperature sensors, which play a role in the supermarkets where they're worried about controlling their freezer products and so on. With all those products going in, it's changed the whole program completely, because the wireless is just so much less, and it's very quick to install. And we've identified a market of something like $3.5 billion.
Wow.
So over the next few years, that's in the various things, that including parking garages and commercial buildings.
Absolutely.
If they all move forward. So we got a lot of work to do. If we could get to 1% of that, that's how big the opportunity is. It's really kind of scary when you start putting the numbers together as to, who's out there that could make good use of these technologies. And lots have already done it. The nice thing is we're marketing to people that we've already been working with, except we've been using hardwired products in the past. And even the majors, we sell to quite a lot of the branches of people like Johnson Controls, Honeywell, Trane, Schneider Electric. We have all of them are customers of ours, and some, even though they might carry a competitive type of product, they don't really have that wireless capability very much at this point. That's why we're trying to push to increase our coverage and get taking advantage of our opportunity, because we should get some very rapid growth.
Another company that Uptick Newswire is bringing to you that's undiscovered. Again, $3 million in revenues, a market cap a little bit south of $800,000, stock price around 2 cents a share. I want to thank George Graham for coming on the show. Again, he is the CEO of ATI Air Test Technologies. They trade on the TXX Venture. ATT is the symbol. George, thank you very much for coming on the show.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.